This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Ken Croswell, an astronomer and my guide on the cosmos. We begin, however, with a story of what is a black hole, because we're in pursuit of a black hole that's got a special characteristic. Ken, a very good evening to you. You published in Science News that there is news of a black hole in our region, 5,000 light years away, and you linked to a story in Astrophysical Journal. I need some definitions first. What is a black hole? What does it mean to us? Why do we care about them so much? We watch for them. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. A black hole is a massive star that has collapsed and died and is so dense that its gravity doesn't allow anything to leave it, not even light, the fastest thing in the universe. So these are very extreme objects, and one reason we like to study them is because they are so extreme. So they test the laws of physics at the limit. And also, this is one of the fates of stars, some stars, just a very few stars. Most stars do not become black holes. Most stars become something else when they die. But these black holes are of great interest. And also, in the explosion of material that may precede the birth of the black hole, there can be new elements, new chemical elements generated, such as things like gold and platinum. And so these objects help us learn more about the chemical evolution of the Milky Way galaxy.
One particular black hole is of interest in Ken's article. I read the title from Astrophysical Journal. An isolated stellar mass black hole confirmed using new Hubble Space Telescope astrometry and updated photometry. All right. Isolated stellar mass. That's significant to this paper. Why so, Ken?
Because this is the first and the only one ever found. That's what makes this object very special. All the other black holes that we know of were revealed because another star was orbiting them. That's how we learned of the presence of these black holes. So, for example, the very first black hole ever found back in 1971 was found because there was another star, a fairly ordinary star, going around that object. And when the astronomers looked more carefully, they realized that the object that normal star was going around was completely invisible. And from the orbital period and the velocity, the high velocity of that normal star going around that invisible object, the astronomers concluded that the invisible object had enough mass to be a black hole. In order to be a black hole, you have to have at least three times the mass of the sun. Okay, if you find a very dim object that is less massive than that, then it's probably either a neutron star or a white dwarf. Now, neutron stars and white dwarfs are of interest too, but if you're looking for black holes, you want that dark object to be greater than three times the mass of the sun. And this new black hole that we're talking about here and that appears in Science News is a black hole that is the first one ever found that is all by itself. There's no other star going around it. So obviously, it's much harder to find such a black hole.
Therefore, most black holes heretofore were assumed to be binaries. Is that what you call them? Two stars together and one collapses.
Right. Well, many, many. We don't actually know the percentage of black holes that are single versus the percentage of black holes that are bound to another star. What we do know is that the high mass stars that form black holes usually have other stars orbiting them. However, if a supernova explosion precedes the birth of the black hole, so much mass is lost from the dying star that it can free all the things that are orbiting the star. And so there are surely many, many black holes out there that are single, like this one that has just been discovered and confirmed in the constellation of Sagittarius.
This paper is published with the lead Kailash Sahu, establishing an isolated stellar mass. Now, equally cool is how they discerned this. It's 5,000 light years away towards the galactic center of the Milky Way, which is called Sagittarius Star. This is in the constellation Sagittarius. And this black hole we're talking about, the isolated one, is 5,000 light years away. How did they find it? What gives it away? Why are they looking for it?
Well, when you look toward the center of the galaxy, there are lots and lots and lots of stars. Okay, so that's why these people were looking toward the galactic center. And every now and then, something will pass in front of one of those stars, and its gravity will magnify the light of the background star. Now, anything will do this. A planet can do it. A white dwarf star can do it. A black hole can do it. And in this case, a black hole did do it. And that started in July of 2011. Okay, so the black hole passed in front of a dim background star that's completely unrelated to the black hole itself. And the black hole's gravity magnified the light of that dim background star. It also slowly shifted the apparent position of the dim background star on the sky. And thanks to the Hubble Space Telescope, the Hubble Space Telescope was able to detect that very slow shift over many, many, many years. So the original discovery was announced in 2022 based on Hubble observations from 2011 to 2017. But a second research team claimed that the objects in the foreground might not be as massive as Sahu's team had claimed. And so raised a doubt as to whether the dark object really was a black hole. Well, two things have happened since. There are now new observations from the Hubble Space Telescope that confirm the original claim that this object is indeed massive enough to be a black hole. It's about seven times the mass of the sun. And the second research team, using also new observations, found a higher mass for the object. And so now there is no dispute over what this object is. It is, in fact, the first isolated black hole ever found.
They were staring at a particular part of the sky with the Hubble. Did they believe that something would turn up, or did they just get lucky? Why? How so?
Oh, no. The Hubble looked after ground-based telescopes discovered.
I see.
One of the background stars, one of the many stars in the near the galactic center, had risen in brightness. At that point, the Hubble Space Telescope started observing that very dim star. That there are millions of stars that are monitored by, you know, around the galactic center by the telescopes here on Earth, and they're just waiting for anything, you know, something, anything, to pass in front of one of those stars and amplify their light. And at that point, Hubble can jump into action and monitor how long that increase takes and how long the decrease takes, because the more massive the object passing in front of the dim star in the background, the longer this rise and fall takes in light.
Detail, Ken. I'm John S. First. We have 30 seconds. A particular kind of star turns into a black hole. Will our sun turn into a black hole?
Never. The sun is not nearly massive enough. It's only a very, very few stars, way less than 1% of all stars are born massive enough to become black holes.
Dr. Ken Croswell, author of, among other books, The Lives of Stars, writing at Science News about a discovery of an isolated black hole.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,